Just a couple of more 3 days until we finish this particular course, this particular part of Get a Better Broadcast podcast and Voice Over Voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart. We've been talking about the speed of the read, and more specifically over the last couple of 3 weeks about the pauses in speech and when you can use those for better effect with your presentation. Today, just a bit of a sidebar about pod fasting. Obviously, you've heard of podcasting. Pod fasting, though? Yeah, this is when listeners play back your podcast really fast, perhaps 1.5 or even twice the originally recorded speed, or 2x speed, as sometimes it's referred to as. People may be short of time, or they may find your delivery either not compelling enough, just too drawn out, or not enough wheat for the chaff, or simply your presentation is just too slow. The podcast player removes the micro pauses in and between the words without affecting your pitch, so you seem to speed up without sounding like Mickey Mouse, Alvin the Chipmunk, or Pinky and Perky. There's a couple of references there for the kids. If you want to replicate that in your home recordings for, say, voiceovers, such tech is available in most digital audio workstations. Again, it speeds up your whole recording without changing your pitch, so it can be almost unrecognisable apart from the collapse in time. In your DAW, your DAW, your digital audio workstation, you usually find this setting by selecting the audio you want to speed up and then a button called something like remove silence or truncate silence, and then setting parameters for what you want to be considered as silence, that is the loudness and the duration. You don't want to eliminate all silence because that'll sound completely unnatural, but you may want to reduce those silences by a percentage. While researching this podcast, I found a quote from thepodcasthost.com, which is, if you're into podcasts, that's a site really worth looking at. The link is in our show notes, who wrote, "There's a time and place for everything. Listen to the movie Tootsie, where Bill Murray stole many scenes from Dustin Hoffman's manic performance with measured, mindful pacing. The I have a dream speech at 1.5x speed sounds like a grocery list. Liam Neeson's Taken speech, the action movie monologue that became the meme of the 2000s, at 1.5x speed would be 0.5x as threatening. So be careful that you want people to consume your content at the speed you wanted them to consume it. So consider the careful use of your pace and your pausing when you originate the recording in the first place." From London, I'm Peter Stewart.